This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
This is Mercedes. I was calling. I have a story for you all. I have actually many, many different stories. I always hear people say that they are sensitive, and I would like to probably second that because I just, my father was very into while I was growing up, and I just never questioned him. I always believed him because he just was always, I would always see things with him. Just like miraculous things, not paranormal, I guess you could say. So I guess I'll go ahead and start out my story. This was back when I was in school. And I had a history, this was for history class, and I needed to, this was an extra credit project that I had to do. And I had to go to the Shakespeare Museum, which was in D.C. So on my way there, pretty regular day, nothing crazy happened, just regular day. I took the metro from Maryland into D.C., and it's actually a really nice sunny day. And so I go, and I'm just wandering around because there's part of my project is that I have to go around and look around and fill out some questions for the different objects that were actually in the Shakespeare Museum. So I'm going around and I'm looking at all these different relics of those times and taking my notes and whatnot. Didn't feel anything weird or nothing. So I went ahead and I went into the gift shop. So I was like, hey, what kind of cool trinkets might there be? I really, really love to see what's out there for me to buy, maybe take home something. So I'm attracted and really drawn to this bookshelf area. And as I'm walking over, I literally see a book come out of the shelf and fall right on. I was like, whoa. Now, mind you, this place, the bookshop, there was windows, but there's nothing open. It's like, it's not like the AC wind could actually pick up a heavy book and drop it from the top of the shelf onto the floor. Soon as this happened, before I could even think about what just happened and process what just happened, this woman in all black, with like really, she's an older woman. She has all black hair, and she has like really, her eyes were just like, they weren't red. They were like, around her pupils were really red, as if like she was like super high or something. I don't know. She just had like really red, where the white part of your eye is like really red. And then she says, oh, that tends to happen a lot when I come around. And before I could even like question her, because I, you know, I went down to pick up the book to put it back, I was like in mid speech saying, that's so crazy, how did this happen? I look back and she's gone. Like I went to go look for her because I really wanted to be like, wow, like what do you mean this happens when you come around? Like I've always been really drawn to like the paranormal. I've always like felt stuff, and at the time, I was just like, whoa, this is crazy. Then to find out that night, they were going to be doing like the old 1800s, like witch music thing. I don't even know how to describe what it is that was going on in that theater of the Shakespeare Museum. They were just like having, it was like old 1800s folklore music type of thing deal. I don't know. That's what was happening that night. So I was just, like, really intrigued. I was like, wow, it's so crazy. And then I was just, like, it always stayed in my mind. Another part of this story, which is, like, now it gets kind of crazy. Okay. Now it gets a little bit more crazy than what I just said. As I'm walking home, and this is kind of scary. I was raised, trying to give you a little bit of backstory about me. I was raised Catholic. My father, though, my mother was a devout Catholic. My father, on the other hand, more on the spiritual side, he practiced Santeria. If you don't know what Santeria is, it originated in Cuba back when the slaves were in Cuba. They still wanted to practice their rituals, but they had to hide it from their, I guess, quote-unquote masters, because their masters wanted them to practice Christianity and Catholicism. So what they did was they disguised saints as the Orisha, which is their ancestors, which are basically the entities in which they pray to, and like the different spirits, I guess you could say. So that's what my father practiced. I was always curious because I've always been a believer of, I'm not a skeptic at all. I've always believed in other things, other dimensions, other entities out there. So fast forward, right after I got out of that museum, I'm walking back to the metro. As I'm walking back to the metro, I seen a Virgin Mary statue. In like clear day, the Virgin Mary had like a, she had like, I don't know if you guys ever seen the movie Stigmata, but it's like the Virgin Mary, she was bleeding, her eyes were bleeding, and then she had like something in her like private area of blood, and it was like bleeding. It just looked really like evil. And then I had to like blink a couple times, it wasn't there anymore, but I seen it, and I knew what I seen. It was like a clear picture, and like, I wasn't high or anything. I didn't, you know, I shouldn't have been seeing that. But that had occurred in a time of my life where I kind of had, like, it was kind of dark in a way. I was going through a lot of things. I was homeless. I was living out of my car and stuff. And I was in an abusive relationship. And it was, like, a dark time for me. But I made it. I'm in a way better place. And, yeah, so that's one of my stories. I have a lot of other stories, like a lot of other stories. I've never actually like seen an entity like an apparition or anything, but like now come to think of it, I wonder if the woman that I seen was an apparition. It wasn't like she was transparent. She looked like a person. Like she looked like a, like I could go up and touch her, like she wasn't see-through or anything, you know? So, yeah, sorry. It kind of brought me back to when it happened. Kind of got the chills. So, yeah, anyways, I'll definitely call back and tell other stories because I got a bunch of them. And, yeah, I got a lot more. I probably will hang up and call again. But thank you guys for everything that you guys do. I'm a 90s baby, so I have been watching Unsolved Mysteries and Ghost Adventures and all type of paranormal shows since I was little. Like, I've been so interested, and everyone thought I was, like, a nerd, and why am I watching this? And I'm just so happy that I can listen to you guys. I listen to you guys, like, every day at work. I just love you guys. You guys are great. Thank you so much. I'm not an EVP just yet. I just started listening to you guys. But I think I'll make that move, like, ASAP, because you guys are great, and I want to support you in any way. So thanks, you guys, so much.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.